We back at it again, y'all. Back at it. Franco. Hey. J-Dush. Hey. Khalees. Hey. Listen. One time for the Sweet 16. The number of years Randy been doing his thing. Hey. Right on time, just like a fresh G-Shop. Bringing light to the party right at the press box. Hey, everybody. It's a new season. Players putting smiles on faces and all for good reason. Hey. Let's get some wings. Let's drink a couple beers. Yeah. And chat it up with the players that we all cheer. It's the Player Show that features different guests. Yes. Thanks to my man, we only meet the best. 7 o'clock, that means it's time to start the show. And I'm so glad y'all get to rock to my flows. Hey, get them, baby.
And now, for the 16th year, let's take it to the press box with Randy Harris and his special guest.
What is going on, everybody? We're coming to you live as we do each and every Monday night for the 16th consecutive year at the Press Box Sports Emporium. It's the Players Show. Let's welcome Riley Bulla.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
First and foremost, how is your alumnus, Spartan, Will Golston? How's he doing?
He's good. I saw him today. He was in the training room. He was headed to get MRIs, but he was up walking around. Was wearing a neck brace, but you know, a lot of the times that's just precautionary. So hopefully he'll get the results back and he'll be okay.
What's that bond like? You know, you come here as a rookie, and I always say this to guys, it's like changing schools, it's like doing whatever. And so you're a little apprehensive as it is, and you walk in and you have an alumni, a teammate from Michigan State kind of there waiting on you.
Yeah, you know, it helped a lot. At Michigan State, you know, we pride ourselves on being a family type culture. You know, we're all tight knit, and so to be able to come here and transition to the NFL and have someone there who I can talk to and ask questions to has been great.
What was the feeling like when you first walked into the locker room?
You know, it's intimidating at first. You know, honestly, you're coming into a whole new system with a bunch of guys you've never met, and you're coming in the spring, so there's 90 or so guys here, so it's a lot more than we have now. So it's intimidating at first, but you just got to grind, take it day by day, and that's kind of what I did, and that's allowed me to, you know, stick around and still be here right now.
Talk about how difficult it is, because all the guys always say, you know, your teammates, you love each other, you want good for each other, but if they're good, then that could hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to wish them, you know, bad, but you want the break, not them.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic. That's for sure than how it was in college. It's a little bit more cutthroat in the NFL, more businesslike. But you know, the Bucks, you know, we're a tight-knit, you know, team. I hear the vets always say it's not like this everywhere. You know, there are other teams where you try to, you know, mess up a guy so he, you know, doesn't do good so you can take his spot. And there's none of that goes on here, which has been awesome for me to be around as a young guy. But you know, all of us just try to do our best every single day, and I know in the linebacker room, we help each other out all the time, and that's just kind of how we've been, so it's been great.
All right, I know that I'm not supposed to say the H word, which they do in every sport. I was in the military, and they did it. So we're going to say the rookie ribbing. You know, what's that like? I know every year there's different things that happen.
Yeah, you get a little bit of it. I really didn't have to do much other than carry some pads off, or we have our rookie show. Or we have our rookie dinners where we got to pay. But, you know, honestly, all the vets that we have on our team are really cool guys, and they treat the rookies, you know, pretty well. So there's not anything out of the ordinary. I didn't have to cut my hair. I did that on my own.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it hasn't been too bad. And now, you know, we're a close group of guys. So there wasn't too much of that.
I have a friend of mine that's here that helps out the show, and I said that you were coming, and I sent somebody else out to kind of escort you in, and they're like, yeah, that's the dude with the long hair, so I didn't say anything.
Right.
You know, I just let them think that for the time being. But talk about, is it Traverse City?
Traverse.
Traverse City. Talk about that. And there's a reason I'm asking, and I'll get to it in a second.
Okay, yeah, Traverse City, Michigan. It's in northern Michigan. That's where I'm from. Played at Michigan State. And Traverse City is a great town. It's northern Michigan, so, you know, there's a lot of small towns up there, and Traverse City is kind of the biggest one, kind of like the hub of northern Michigan. But it's a great place to grow up. I went to a small Catholic high school. I graduated with about 70 students, won 2 state titles. Just had a great time. Awesome place to grow up.
Did you know that, I don't know if anybody else knew this, that TripAdvisors named Traverse City the #2 small town to travel to?
I've seen it.
Really?
I'm telling you, all of northern Michigan, that whole area, You know, people from Michigan, we tell people where we're from by using the thumb. So we're up in this area. And I mean, all of this area up there is beautiful.
It's also the largest producer of cherries. Tart cherries.
Yep.
So cherries or tart cherries?
Cherries.
Well, cherries in
yep.
general.
Yep, yep.
Okay. I wrote this down. You do have the most important birthday of anybody, just so you know that.
Why is that?
Well, it's the same as my wife's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can't even remember my kids' birthday sometimes, right. But I promise I will remember your
mine.
Birthday.
Yeah. Awesome.
So the 23rd, right around Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And
Thanksgiving
I know,
this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's that like? And I know it's one of the questions from the audience. Having, you know, the two holidays close, my sister is the day before Christmas and kind of gets shafted kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is you lose like a birthday meal?
No, I get my
you
birthday
still get
meal.
It?
Yeah, I did. What was cool about it is a lot of my family is from Michigan, so Thanksgiving we would all meet up to have a big Thanksgiving dinner, and you know that's when I would get you know my gifts from my grandparents or some of my aunts and uncles. They would give me my you know my gift for my birthday at Thanksgiving dinner. But you know I definitely always got my birthday dinner in.
And for those of you that were here when Will Golston was here, I learned by my mistakes. I do not have the same colored shirt to give you later.
Okay.
I made a mistake, and I gave Will a blue shirt. And because
we're
friends, he threw it back at me.
He
wanted no part about it.
Sure.
Talk about the whole Michigan State, you know, how you chose, why you chose.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said before, my family, we're from Michigan. My grandpa played and coached there. My two uncles played there. My dad played there. Older brother played there. I did. My younger brother's there now playing. And my younger sister runs track there. So, you know, we have our family lineage to Michigan State.
So you didn't even have to apply. You just said you want to come and it's automatic.
Yeah. No, but when I was in high school, I did take visits elsewhere. I went to Iowa a couple times, Wisconsin. So I definitely saw what was out there. But, you know, in the end, I couldn't get away from Michigan State.
There was no thoughts of going somewhere warm?
Not really. No. We grew up in the cold, so we enjoyed it. I like playing in it, to be honest.
How about bowl games? What bowl games did you go to?
I went to a few. The first year I went to the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, and then I went to the Rose Bowl, and then I went to the Cotton Bowl for the next 2 years.
All right, so I ask guys when they come out here, some guys remember, some guys don't, and I don't remember breakfast, so if you don't remember, I understand.
Yeah.
What were some of the gifts that you got at the different bowl games, which are allowed? You know, so it's not like I'm trying to get anybody in trouble.
No.
You're allowed to receive these gifts.
Yeah, we got a few. One of the best ones I got was a big Lazy Boy chair.
See, I told you guys that last week.
Yeah, I think I got a couple of those actually from the different bowl games. So that was the big one. What else did we get? The watch. I got a few watches. Yep. And you get like $500, you know, gift cards to Best Buy and things like that. So those are probably the best.
But they ship the Lazy Boy to your house, right?
They ship it to the stadium, and we had to go pick them up. So that was always a hassle. And I have a truck, so I was always doing it for other people, too. So
Little side job.
Good gifts. Yeah, I should have made them pay.
Yeah, later.
Yeah. This,
you know, I'm doing it for you right now, but
right.
I'll see you in a couple years.
Exactly.
And I owe you.
Yep.
All right, so now training camp, we'll get into that. And you became a big TV reality star. What was that like?
Yeah, it was unexpected, to be honest. But yeah, once I kind of saw that first, when the first episode was airing, it got about halfway through, and I had done a few things for the show, but I wasn't sure if they were going to put it on, and they get halfway through the first show, and I hadn't been on it, and I was like, all right, that's cool, I just won't be on it, and then it started showing that special of me, and I'm like, holy crap, they're actually showing all this stuff, so they did that, and then from then on, honestly, it was just crazy for the next few episodes, people recognizing me, wanting autographs, pictures, things like that. So it was pretty cool.
Did you want that? I mean, before it even started, I mean, if somebody would have came out and said, you're going to be one of the guys, did you want that? Or did you kind of want to stay, you know, out of the limelight?
It's tough in a show like Hard Knocks, cause you don't know if you're going to be put in a good light or a bad light. Cause they want to show everything.
Right.
And it's a TV show. So they want it to be, you know, exciting for the viewers. But you know, luckily for me, it was pretty positive throughout. There was a few things I didn't like, but it just, overall, I was happy with it.
Were you aware of all the cameras around you, or after the first couple of days, do you just get used to it?
There's definitely times where you don't notice the cameras are around, but they'll tell you if you're going to be mic'd up for practice or for the game, things like that. So you have a pretty good idea, but cameras can definitely sneak in behind you at some points.
Did you catch yourself at any time, like starting to say something or starting to do something and then remembering,
oh, it's there? Every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. People always ask about rituals. Practice, is it the same as game time, and do you do anything special getting ready for either?
Oh, man. I honestly don't really have any rituals. I drink a lot of coffee before games, and I think that's about it. I don't do anything crazy.
So if anybody watches Shark Tank, since you do you watch Shark Tank?
I do.
All right, so those jewels that they just re-showed it where you put X amount in your cup and it puts your coffee at the exact temperature that it needs to be.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
I'll reach out and I'll get you some of those.
Okay, awesome.
Because they said that when you first get the coffee, it's too hot. So these, whatever they are, jewel things, it takes the heat away.
Temperature.
Right, so that your coffee is at 140, 150, whatever. Wow. And then as it starts cooling, it releases that to keep it at whatever that temperature is.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool.
It is.
How much Shark Tank do you watch?
I honestly, probably not the recent episodes. I've just seen a bunch of reruns of it. So not a crazy amount.
Any particular product that you like?
One thing that was interesting to me is the Tom and Chi one.
Yeah.
There's one of those restaurants in Lansing, back where Michigan State's at. So I actually went and ate there once from the show.
There's one cool. In St. Pete.
Is there one in St. Yeah. Pete? Yeah.
You know, from that. So I got the Mensch on the Bench for Ollie.
Okay.
If you happen to have seen that episode,
okay. Yeah.
Where it's
yep.
kind of the take of the shelf, the elf
yeah.
on the shelf
yep.
kind of thing. You know, nobody ever asked this question, and I've never asked. Are you on a first-name basis with the coaches? Or do you got to call them coach? Or how is that?
I call every coach, and then what their name is. But, I mean, there's a lot of guys that call the coach by their first name. But I'm just a guy. I need to say coach before their name, or I need to say Mr. whoever. That's just how, you know, I am.
Awesome. All right. One quarter down. Let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. It is the Player Show.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on Pumpkin Season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, and we'll get into a little WWE. I don't know if you're into that at all, but I'm going to do this out of order since you just mentioned some watches. So one of your gifts for coming on is an original grain watch.
Yeah. Awesome.
So we appreciate the time.
And, thank you.
Eli is about to tie Peyton Manning for second on the all-time start list. Should he, after this, sit and not break it and just go into the record books as tying his older brother?
Got to break it.
You said break it?
Oh, yeah. That's bragging rights for the rest of their lives.
Because it's the older brother?
Yeah. Got to.
But now it's going to cause a problem for the rest of the life.
Yeah, for Peyton, not for Eli.
Well, that's what I'm saying, for Peyton. No, that's true. Does he go into the Hall of Fame, you think?
Yes.
So he'll have the Hall of Fame. He'll have the two rings. He'll now break that record. And Peyton's known as one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Not that I'm just saying it's interesting, right?
Oh,
that,
it is, yeah.
You know, the older brother is. Another great question, Priscilla. Describe what the plane ride is like on the way home after a win and after a loss.
Kind of how you would expect it to be. After a win, it's a lot more joyful, a lot more laughing and things like that. But after a loss, it's kind of people try to, you know, limit that as much as they can. But, yeah, it's different. In college, you know, Michigan State, we had a bunch of great years. Other than my senior year was bad, but you know, if we lost a game or two, I mean, our season was kind of over. I mean, we couldn't make it to the playoff, or we couldn't make it to a great bowl game. But in the NFL, it's different. I mean, you're gonna lose games, so you know, if you lose one or two games, the season's not over, so you don't need to be as down. So just a little bit different dynamic there, but yeah, just kind of how you'd expect it to be after a win or a loss.
I was talking to Caleb about it in the locker room this afternoon that. Everybody should be upset, but how long do you keep that? I mean, it's your job. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all do, you know, whatever. How long do you have to hold on to that and move on and just, you know, it's your job. You got to just continue working.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that there's a 24-hour rule that we go by and a lot of people go by, that 24 hours after the game you're allowed to be mad. You're allowed to, you know, go in for corrections and make all that. But after that 24 hours up, you got to move on to your next opponent. Because if you dwell on the games in the past, you're going to miss out on a lot of time that you need to prepare for the next week.
Is that hard to do, you know, to let it go and release or keep the victory?
Yeah, it definitely is.
You know, I tell this story a lot. And a matter of fact, I was telling Caleb about it earlier. Warren Sapp was going to come to an MMA event. I judged and I was bringing him out. We were going to have a good time. And the fight was on a Friday. And he called me Thursday night and he said, I can't go. I go, what do you mean you can't go? You said you wanted to go. He goes, can you imagine if I go out, have a good time on Friday, and we lose on Sunday?
Yeah.
It's because I was out on Friday.
Definitely.
How do you walk that fine line? Because you still have to live.
You got to wait till the off season to live. But yeah, no, that's why if you're winning a lot of games, you can get away with a lot more stuff. You can be out a little bit more. But when things aren't going your way, you know, the last thing you want to do is bring, you know, the attention to yourself and away from the team. So I definitely understand where he's coming from.
Okay. Some questions from the audience. Favorite music?
Country music, for sure.
Who's your favorite country?
Probably Eric Church. We grew up listening to, you know, all of his albums growing up.
I think I got another celebrity to go to my Make-A-Wish in Nashville.
Yeah.
April 17th.
I love Nashville.
Rascal Flatts hosts it.
Okay.
Well, Jay DeMarcus hosts it with Kevin Carter.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, Kevin Carter will be here in 2 weeks. To talk about the old times and the new times. Three bands are going to perform in your backyard. Living, Passed Away, Together, whatever. Who's performing?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. I got to put Eric Church in there. Man.
Does he still wear those sunglasses? Or did
every
he,
time.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's his thing.
And I'll give you a new guy who I really like. His name's Luke Combs. He's coming out with a lot of new music. He's my age, so I would say those three.
Have you been to Nashville? Do you go there a lot?
Been there a couple times.
You know, other than to play. A
couple times I've been there to visit. I love it.
Was that Broadway?
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
Big and Rich. So John Rich is the guy who has the nightclub.
Yeah.
And you get into the nightclub with your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Okay.
Favorite food. What do you eat? What do you crave?
I'm a barbecue guy. So I got to come back and get these barbecue wings at some point.
It's the best barbecue you've had.
Yeah, I got to have it. So I got barbecue pulled pork, coleslaw, the beans, everything that comes with a barbecue plate. I'm all over it.
Cool. Nick, you're going to have to go to the car and get something for me in a minute. We got another gift that we'll have to give Riley. Your favorite superhero?
Honestly, I'm not a superhero guy, but I enjoyed the Spider-Man movies growing up. Those were the ones that were always playing.
Are you mentioned it earlier about wrestling, a WWE, a WWF, WCW?
Not really. No, we never really watched it growing up.
Really?
Uh-uh.
And you said you're not a big MMA fan either.
Uh-uh.
So what do I need to do to turn you? I got to get more MMA fans. What do we need to do? Take you to an event?
Yeah, I'll have to go see it, I guess.
UFC's coming to Orlando in January.
Okay.
So if you want to go up there, there's some local ones. You know, it's still up and coming, but it's a phenomenal sport, phenomenal guys.
Yeah.
Your favorite activity outside of football?
Favorite activity? I have a few. I like to golf. I like to play music, too. I play three different instruments. So I play guitar. A little bit of piano, a little bit of drums, so I like to do that as well.
So is there a music future coming?
Probably not. It's just something I like to do, you know, in the comfort of my apartment, things like that. I have performed a couple times, which has been awesome, so, but probably not a career out of it.
But you never know, though.
Never know.
All right. A lot of old TV shows and movies are being redone. Is there any old show that you'd like to see redone? Of course, old to you would be...
We did watch Cheers a lot growing up, which is kind of a little bit older.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be a cool one, different one.
Who would play you in that movie? You're going to be in Cheers. Your name, your character, they're going to... You're not going to be Sam Malone, but, you know...
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure.
Ron wants to know, have you ever seen... I like how you put that. Seen or believe in ghosts? And if you've seen it, please explain.
I don't think I've seen any ghosts. I think I do believe in them, though. But I don't think I have seen any.
Your favorite player, you know, some of these, I can't say growing up because you're still so young, you know, compared to us old people.
Yeah.
So who did you, you know, look up to? Who did you like 5-6 years ago?
We liked Brian Urlacher a lot growing up. We had a big fat head of him. So that was one that we definitely looked up to, I think.
Any other sport that you would have liked to have played?
I played a few growing up. I played basketball. We all played basketball growing up. A little bit of baseball, a little bit of track, but definitely wasn't good enough to play in college at any of those by any means.
If you could have played those other sports,
which
not
one?
Counting football, yeah, which one would you have?
Probably basketball, but I had no shot to do it. But if I was 6'8". And had a better jumper.
A better chance.
Basketball, yeah.
Favorite basketball team?
Spartans. I don't watch much NBA. It's all Michigan State.
All right. How about favorite baseball team? Do you have a favorite? Nothing?
Not really, no.
Favorite movie? Again, we're just trying to find out a little bit about you.
Favorite movie of all time?
Yeah. Top five movies.
That's a tough one.
That go-to.
I honestly like the war movies, like Black Hawk Down, Zero Dark Thirty. Those kind of movies I like a lot. So
everybody here knows I don't watch a whole lot of movies. I hung out with Tom Hardy.
Yep.
I guess that was in that movie.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, which is good and bad.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of felt silly, but it's good because he knew that I wasn't there.
Right.
Because he was in that movie. You already said your favorite musician. What do you think of that makes you smile all the time? You're having a day, or a good day or a bad day. Is there anything that sticks out?
Winning. Like to win. I don't know, just little things. If I have a good practice, I'll be in a way better mood after it. Just little things. It doesn't take much for me to to crack a joke or a smile.
All right, so speaking of winning, and I don't know, did you win or lose the ping pong game today?
Oh, I won 6 in a row against Kendall.
Really?
Yeah, he hasn't beat me in 3 weeks. So.
Do you guys keep track? Do you keep records?
I do. I do, yeah. I definitely do.
So if you're having a bad day, that's who you'll
play Kendall.
You'll play Kendall.
Yeah, if I'm having a bad day, yeah.
I got more questions, but with that, we're going to hit a break. All right, let's go hit our next break. Coming to you live from the press box. We'll be right back. Across the mountain, where comes sun? Ever since you caught that out there, bud. I catch me around here, buzz.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Craig Culver of Culver's.
Before farm to table, before field to fork, there was just good, wholesome food. Grown by America's farm families, prepared fresh at Culver's, and always served with a smile. We still cook every Butterburger to order using fresh 100% Midwest beef and craft our frozen custard right in the restaurant using Family Farm Fresh Dairy. So thank you, farmers. Welcome to Delicious.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Keenan McCardell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Don't live too fast. Troubles will come. They will pass. We'll find a woman.
I was just going to let it keep running. Riley was having a good time.
You'll find love.
A gift certificate to go get a 90-minute massage at Epic Body Works.
Perfect.
And then since you just said that, I'm going to give you that too.
Oh,
we'll talk about that off the air.
A bunch of gifts. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Who do you get mistaken for before and now? Before meaning obviously that
when I had haircut, people would think I had a couple times they thought I was a WWE wrestler. But now I don't. Now hardly anyone recognizes me, so I can kind of go about my business.
Did you go to a lower voice when they said that? You know, in the macho man kind of voice? Like, I'm not him, brother.
I should have. I should have.
Why did you cut it?
Honestly, I'd had it for years. I'd had it since 2013 when I started growing it out. And I just woke up one day and was sick of it. I mean, there was no real reason or anything behind it. I just wanted to change. And I'm so glad I did it now. It's a lot less hassle. So I can just get out of the shower, dry it for 2 seconds, and I'm done. Nothing else. So I love it.
We asked what makes you smile. What makes you mad?
What makes me mad? Losing. It's tough. I mean, not many things get me upset. I'm a pretty easygoing guy.
Pet peeves? Do you have any of those? No?
Not really.
Stay in Tampa Bay longer.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, bad driving right. In the rain. You know, all
when sorts. When it gets above 95 degrees, that's a little bit much for me.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Did that take a while to get used to? Are you used to it?
I think I'm used to it now, but it did take a while. I struggled in the spring and then the first, you know, couple months of training camp, you know, July and August. It was tough. If it gets above 85 in Michigan, that's like one of the hottest days of the year. And every day here it was 95, 100. So it was tough, but I think now, you know, I've gotten used to it.
Which is harder? Because, you know, they always talk about, you know, the Southern teams, which to me is funny because, what, half the players on a Southern team are from the North.
Yeah.
Go up into the cold and they can't play well, they don't play well, or guys that come from the North to then come down here in the South.
I think it'd be tough to live down here in this weather and go up and play in the cold, to be honest. Even for me, obviously I'm from Michigan, so I've played in it, but I've been in the warm now for almost a full year. Because even I was training out in California for the whole winter and all that. I even think if I went up and played in 30-degree weather right now, it'd be a shock for me for a little bit, I think.
How about when you're used to it? Wouldn't it still be isn't it tough to play in 30, cold? 40, 60?
When I was up there and through college, I loved it. Because I just if it was 15 or 20 degrees, I felt like I could be fine during it, and it was the other guys who'd be affected. So that's just kind of how I looked at it.
Do you root against other teams? I'm talking collegiate teams. Obviously, we know the one, the blue one. But anybody else? I mean, are you rooting against Penn State or Ohio
Michigan,
State?
Michigan, hands down. I hate everything about that place. But, you know, it just whatever Michigan State needs to help them, I want that team to lose.
And whoever's playing Michigan.
Yeah, whoever's playing Michigan.
Who would the best player in the locker room be as a WWE wrestler?
I don't know why he just came into my head, but I think Ali Marpet. For some reason,
who would be the best WWE wrestler?
I think Ali. Let his hair get a little bit longer. I think he'd be perfect.
See, I think Holly, just because of his.
Or him.
You
or
know,
Joe.
The,
yeah.
You know, what did you buy with your first NFL check?
Rent. My first month's rent. And got my apartment. I haven't had any huge purchases, and I don't think I will, to be honest. So.
Did somebody have to tell you that? Because, like, I just got a text from John McLaughlin, who I still yell at.
Yeah.
Because when he played, he went out and bought a third car.
Yeah.
You know, I hit him then, I hit him now for that. Is that just you knew that? Did somebody have to sit down and tell you that? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I get talked to about it all the time. And you get that drilled in your head all throughout college, even all throughout now. We still have talks about it. But for me, it's easy because I just think about once our last game happens, I'm going to have – 5-6 months without getting a check. So that's going to be tough. So I'm just trying to save my money now so I don't, you know, have anything to worry about.
I had a former player, I don't know what, Mark Rose, at 2 years ago. And I said, so what are you doing now? And he said, nothing. And I kind of looked at him and he said, because I learned to live like I wasn't in the NFL when I was in the NFL.
Right.
So I could live like I'm in the NFL when I'm not.
Exactly.
So do they still do those where the NFL reps come in and sit down and talk to the whole team? And
oh, all the time.
Do they?
I
know they used to do a bunch of acting out things and that kind of stuff.
No, I think now more than ever we have more meetings, more seminars, whatever you want to call it, about you know, saving your money and being smart and things like
what
that.
What to do and what not to do and stuff. People are coming up during the breaks and getting autographs. Do you collect any autographs? Do you have any?
Not really. No, don't have any.
Are you going to? Do you want to? Is it, you know, because, again, I always tell the young guys, you know, to do it only because – 5, 6, 8 years from now, you're going to say, you know what, I played against or I was with, and I didn't feel, and then I wished I would have.
Well, the thing with me is I think once I, you know, start playing and am active, because I think I'll collect other people's jerseys that I play against who I might know from college. So I'd probably start doing that. But, you know, as of right now, I don't do anything.
See, then you get a whole bunch of jerseys, then you have to get a bigger apartment so that you can hang all the jerseys.
Exactly.
It all makes sense. When you looked at the schedule, did you look at it and say win, 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 loss, win, loss, win? You know, do you guys do that?
No, not at all. It's, you don't even, you take it week by week. And that might sound like a cliche or whatever, but you really do, especially in the NFL, because, you know, any team could get beat at any time. You know, all 32 teams are good and have great players. So I didn't take it that way at all.
I'm going to disagree because Cleveland's still playing football. Just saying.
I got no comment.
I know, and you shouldn't. But, you know, any given Sunday, I still laugh at. And, of course, I've always given Cleveland. And I was friends with the second greatest Cleveland Brown of all time, and I told him that all the time. Mm-hmm. He didn't like it that much either. When did you know you'd be an NFL player? I mean, when you were at Michigan State, you know, when you were in high school?
Definitely not high school. I didn't even think I'd be, you know, really that good of a college football player. I was skinny. Was small. I was undersized. But I would say probably my junior year, my redshirt junior year in college, I had a really good year. And we went to the college football playoff. And so from then on, you know, I realized that I could play at the highest level in college and thought I'd have a chance at the NFL. But for me, I had a rough senior year. I played with a broken shoulder blade throughout the whole year. I broke it in camp. In August and played with that. So I was dealing with that a lot. And we had a lot of young guys playing that year. We had a lot of injuries. So we ended up 3-9. And at Michigan State, you know, that's terrible. That was the worst season, like 25 years or something. So I think, you know, that might have hurt me a little bit draft-wise. But I'm here now and I'm happy.
Which is harder, playing college where you really have two jobs, depending on what school you go to, going to school and playing football, or then going into the NFL where now that's your profession – and it's now your job.
It's harder now, just stress-wise. Just because, you know, there's guys each week on our team, on our practice squad or whatever, that are getting released, or people, you know, come and go. They're here for a week, they're here for 2 weeks, and then they get released. So you never really know. And it's tough because, you know, guys will come here, sign on the practice squad, you know, get an apartment, and in 2 weeks they're gone. And then they're like, now what? So it's tough. So, you know, for me, I just try to do my best every day and make it hard for them to get rid of me.
And you're doing a great job doing that. And I asked you, you know, earlier about how do you block things out? How do you block that out? You know, how do you go to work and not, you know, you already have enough pressure on you, block things like that out? You know, whether you're on the practice squad or whether you're the starting tight end, I mean, it could happen at any time.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't be thinking about that. You just got to do your job every single day. And my job right now is to practice extremely hard and do the best I can to get our offense ready each week and give the best looks that I can. And, you know, prepare to become active at some point, hopefully, and help the team.
It's the toughest player you ever played against.
Can he be on my team?
Sure.
I would say probably Jack Allen. He was a center for Michigan State for 4 years. He's been with the Saints for the last 2 years. He was an All-American wrestler in high school. I mean, he was small for a lineman. He was about 6 foot, but when he got his hands on you, there's nothing
over.
You can do.
It was over. What's the most memorable moment you've had with a fan? We'll start at Michigan State and then since you've been here.
One thing that sticks out is I was probably in my first or second year of college, and we had some event. I don't know what it was, but a lady she had her young child with her, and she wanted me to hold the baby and take a picture. And I'd never really been around babies that much, so I didn't really know the correct way to hold it at that time. So it was kind of awkward picture. I was just kind of like this, legs were dangling. It was all over the place. That was a little bit awkward. So I would definitely say that for college. In the NFL, I don't know, probably just the craziest stuff that was going on while Hard Knocks was coming out. I mean, it was crazy. Like, I could barely – you know, go, you know, in public or go get a sandwich or go do anything, pump my gas without people coming up to me and recognizing me, which is crazy. I wasn't used to it.
So did you think about cutting your hair then?
No, I was loving it then.
Okay.
I was loving that they were recognizing me.
How many Hard Knocks posters do you think you signed?
A lot.
Is that the most, the item that you signed the most? Was a poster or was it helmet or?
A bunch of things. Probably posters though.
Somebody wants to know about the jersey number. Was that what was given to you? Did you kind of ask for it?
Oh, yeah. It was given to me. I had no say. That was just the first day when I came here in the spring. It was 49 and kind of rolled with it.
Can you go up and say, hey, is something else available or do you not?
A guy like me? No. I keep my mouth shut.
Well, I wasn't saying you were one of the guys that's going to pay for a jersey with a Rolex and stuff,
yeah.
But I didn't know if, you know, you say, hey, is that or this?
Maybe if Jameis wanted to go and change number 4 or something, maybe he could make it happen, but I'll stick with 49.
Change for you. All right, let's go hit our next break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. This is the Players Show.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to CountryDepotStore.com to get your purses, T-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or CountryDepotStore.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Who is the Macho Man Randy Savage? And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. It's gift giving time again. We'll call this a November 23rd birthday gift.
Okay.
It's a BlueSync speaker. It's pretty cool. It can hook up to your phone, your stereo, your whatever. And then also, you know, everybody has so many items that need to be charged, and they have cords going all over the place. So this is a Charge Hub 5.
Man, where are these coming from?
You can charge five different things at one time.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
No problem. The wires are in there. You're all set.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Have you started to think, and not that it's anytime soon, 10, 15 years down the road, of future plans, you know, getting things ready, whether it's doing more at school or whatever that may be?
That's always the toughest question that I get asked. I'm 100%, you know, not sure. I don't know. Right now, I'm focused on football. So, you know, hopefully, you know, this offseason I'll have a ton of free time, more free time than I've ever had in my life. So I'll try to sit down and try to figure out what I want to do and start making plans like that. So that'll be upcoming here in the next few months.
Well, and you know, I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier about, you know, once the season's over, you're not getting an income, but you still have a job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, staying on the team, staying on this team, staying on another team.
Yeah.
So it's really not like you have the opportunity to go do a whole lot of other things, because I'm sure you still got to work out. Have they talked to you about whether you have to watch film during the off season? Is that stuff that you do as well?
Well, from January, February, March, and the first week or so of April, we're, you know, completely off. So people will be doing their thing, you know, whether it's training somewhere or whatever it is. So really in that time, if you want to go explore and do a few things, you can. You have time to do that. So I've thought about that. But, you know, we come back April, May, and beginning of June. We have, you know, workouts and practices. And then we're off for another 6 weeks. So it's something I haven't experienced yet. So I'll kind of learn as I go.
Will you talk to guys like Will, you know, the veterans, but again, the Michigan State connection? You know, will you talk to those guys just to see what they did after their first year?
Yeah. And, you know, lucky for me, I have a lot of people I can reach out to figure out, you know, what to do. My older brother was in the NFL for 3 years. So he's the number one guy I go to ask for stuff like that.
Well, you know, which again, last week we had two cousins, you know, that were here, and having family, you know, because you never know when people are telling you stuff. Friends are friends, but family is so different. So to be able to have that,
definitely,
you know, is a great thing to fall back on. Would you consider allowing your son, when and if, you know, to play football, to, you know, play high school all the way up?
100%. Definitely.
You know, with everything that's going on and the concussions and how much it's changed, you know, from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I think he's playing. I'm making him play.
No matter what. All right. See, I did it. I played 9 years, so you got to beat me, like the Mannings.
Right.
You know, you're going to make him whatever it is.
I just think the positives are just outweigh the negatives so much. I mean, obviously, it's a dangerous game, and everyone who plays it understands that. But, you know, the things that I've learned and gained from the sport are something that, you know, you can't get other places.
Sure.
So, you know. Definitely hoping that he plays.
When you watch games, whether it's Monday night or Thursday night or whatever, do you watch them as a fan or do you watch them because it's work-related?
When I watch games now, I'm constantly breaking down, you know, what's going on, what formation they're in, what, you know, what would we be in and how would I play this play. So that's kind of started in college when I started watching a lot of film, and now I just can't help myself.
So does it take it away because you're no longer a fan? I mean, even if you are a fan, you can't watch it as a fan.
I enjoy it. Breaking it down and seeing what's going on. That's just kind of my makeup, I guess. So it's something I enjoy to do.
See, I was telling somebody, as I told you off the air, I went up to the UFC over the weekend, and they asked me the same thing. And because I'm a judge, I watch it differently.
Right.
So if I'm watching it, I tend to, like, I'm judging it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to enjoy it, I'll purposely look away for about 10 seconds.
Exactly.
Because then I can't judge it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch the entire thing. You mentioned about undefeated teams. Do you think there'll ever be another undefeated team in the NFL?
Today's day and age is hard. It's getting harder just because, you know, the amount of talent that's in the NFL nowadays is insane. And each year with the draft and people moving around, there's so much parity in the league now with all 32 teams having great athletes. So, you know, any given week, you can lose. So, honestly, I don't see that happening.
Who's your favorite football team growing up?
The Spartans. but, yeah, obviously – a lot of my friends were Lions fans who are on TV right now. Obviously, being from Michigan, I never was a huge Detroit Lions fan growing up. So,
the Spartans.
Spartans.
Okay. So, if anybody wants to get Riley a gift for the 23rd, which is his birthday, I would recommend something green.
Something green and white.
From Michigan State. Other than the Michigan State Stadium, what's your favorite stadium to go to?
One that I played in, I played in it twice, was the Cowboys Stadium, the new stadium, was just incredible. Just the sheer size of it is crazy to be on the field and to look up at it. It's an insane place.
Describe what it was like to play at Michigan State.
It was awesome. I met some of the greatest people there, had some great coaches, won a ton of big games. So there's things that, you know, I'll remember for the rest of my life, obviously, the best years of my life. So it was awesome.
How about the crowds? You know, obviously huge crowds and stuff, but can you try to describe it? You know, I try to compare them to some of the other big schools, and, you know, they all have great, loud crowds, but they're different too.
Yeah, I wouldn't say ours was the loudest stadium at all, but, you know, I loved our fans. We had great fans. I would say the loudest stadium I played at was definitely Nebraska. That place is just insane. You walk on the field there, and their stadium, where you walk out of the tunnel, it's built straight up, so you can barely see the top of the stands, and it's just all that noise encapsulated in there, and you can't hear anything.
You guys have Ohio State this week?
We do. Yep.
Give me a scouting on that. Can I relax? You guys will win, and I'll be happy.
I think we'll win. It's just crazy to me that we're so young this year, Michigan State. I think there's a stat where there's 53 players on the team that are either first-year freshmen or second-year redshirt freshmen on the team, which is an insane amount. So they're playing with a ton of young guys. So all these wins that we're getting are miracles, really. They're playing really great football, and I think we'll go into Columbus and get a win again this week.
Is it okay to dislike a team because of the fans, not because of the team or the name? Or it's okay?
You can dislike Ohio State because they're fans.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I do. You know, I don't know if there's any Ohio State fans here, but the ones I've dealt with, I just drives me crazy. All right, Halloween, I don't know, it was a week ago or so. Did you dress up, not this year, but I'm saying as a kid?
Yeah, every year.
What costume? What was your favorite costume, somebody asked?
One that sticks out. I was a cowboy once, and for some reason I had that costume in my closet till I was in high school. I have no idea how it stuck around or why, but that was the one that sticks out to me.
Where is it now?
Probably still in my closet.
Still hanging up
probably,
there?
Probably, yeah.
See, that could, should go on the wall too.
Yeah, definitely.
Be one of the man things. Reality TV, do you watch any of it? Would you ever go do any of those shows?
The reality TV that I watch, I don't know if you would even categorize it, is the stuff that's on like the History Channel, like American Pickers or things like Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives, things like that. I watch those two shows probably every day.
So you've been to Nashville. Did you go to their shop in Nashville?
I didn't. I want to, though. I want to, definitely.
Let me know when. I'll call Mike.
You know Mike?
Yeah, I know Mike.
Oh, man.
And I'll make sure that he's there.
I got to meet him.
And you can meet him. It just shows you how small the world is. Everybody knows that I'm a big MMA guy. I was at our Make-A-Wish event that we do in Nashville with Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts, and Mike Wolf is there. Mm. So I go up to him. I start talking to him. He's from Bettendorf, Iowa.
Yeah.
So I said, by any chance, do you know Pat Miletich, who's a legend in Bettendorf, Iowa? He said, not only do I know him, he was the best man at my wedding, and we pitched the show in his gym.
No way.
And Pat's a good friend of mine. So you tell me when. Yeah, I'll have Mike Wolf there.
Got to.
Maybe I'll get you to go on a pick with him.
That would be the best.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Mike and Frank, there's a button.
Yeah. No, it's definitely cool. All right, so in the final minute or two, I know that you really even haven't watched any film yet, but the Jets coming to town. More importantly, Marty Lyons is coming to town. If you know anything about him, he has a big event next week as well over at St. Pete Catholic. It's kind of ironic, two quarterbacks that used to play in the other city now coming to play. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. And tomorrow's my film day, so I'll watch all the film then. But, you know, at this point in our season, every game is crucial. And we got a big game this week. We need one game just to get a W and kind of turn this around. And that's what we're hoping to do this week. And we'll see what happens. But I think we can do it.
I tried. I wasn't going to say the name, and I'm still not going to say the name. The name that you heard throughout Hard Knocks. I never saw the show, so I don't even know anything about it. Did that get old? Of being called that and
Joe
people,
Dirt.
Yeah. He ran up with the card. I almost got through the whole show, you know.
Yeah, that's why I cut my hair. No, but I didn't mind it. I mean, my mom didn't like it. She was the one who didn't like it. But it was kind of cool for me. Yeah, one of the players that Blake Sims, rookie, he gave me that name, and they just happened to be filming us at that time. It was before practice, and it stuck. People just loved it. So
you didn't, but
I didn't mind it. I mean, whatever. I did kind of look like him with long hair all over the place, but they can't call me that anymore. They call me Joe Clean.
There you go. All right. So that's what we'll call it from now on. Let's thank Riley for coming out. We're going to do a couple giveaways off the air. Want to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. It was awesome. All right.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on Pumpkin Season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com. Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Said I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around,